Prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day of the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounding and encompasses us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our family lives. Excuse me. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Prophetess Bethany, can you open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language, please?
Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. And John 5:8, so Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. James 5:14 reads, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And Father, I want to thank you for this new day. I want to thank you for this morning, Father God. I want to thank you for all of the people of God on the line even now, Father God, lifting up their voices to praise you, Father God, to pray to you, Father God. You are worthy to be praised, Father. I want to thank you and lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Father God, your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. Father God, and I want to just lift them up, Father God. Comfort those that need your comforting touch even now, Father God. Father God, allow those to be healed even now that need your healing touch, Father God. Father God, allow our ears to be opened even now to hear your voice, Father God. Father God, order our steps even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, we ask for traveling mercies for all those that are traveling even now, Father God. Father God, be with your people, Father God. Let your covering angels be with your people of God even now as they come and as they go, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the children and the elders even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for life and family and love even now, Father God. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. Father God, we're going to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Prophetess Olympia.
Amen. Psalms 140, verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, Even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hid it not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Father, I thank you for another day to come into your presence. I thank you for everyone that's on this line today, Father, tonight, Father, this morning, Father. I thank you for every prayer request that is uttered. Father, may they know that you have ears, that you have heard, and you shall act accordingly. Father, we know that this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that restoration is taking place right now. Father, we thank you for debt cancellation is taking place right now. Father, we thank you that open doors and increase is your people's portion. Father, we pray for the victims from Florida. Father, give their families perfect peace in this hour that you are still in the midst. Father, we thank you for real estate miracles. We thank you for divine protection. Father, we thank you for covering your people from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, because we know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the Jordan legacy, and we thank you for every legacy of family members that is represented here. We thank you for covering the homelessness. Father, we thank you for protecting our children worldwide. Father, we thank you for protecting all the mothers worldwide. Father, we thank you for covering marriages. We thank you for educational favor for every child and family that's represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough that shall always be their portion from the north, south, east, and west. Amen and amen.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed. When I look into all your commandments, I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart. Psalms 119, 1 through 11. Father God, I just thank you for this night, this morning, to come into your presence, Father God, to pray for your people worldwide. I lift up our leaders, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. May you continue to strengthen them as they are yes to globalizing the ministry and the prophetic worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for all the prophets that's on the line tonight and worldwide of being a yes and assisting in globalizing the prophetic. I thank you, Father God, in advance for the miracles you perform in our lives, the doors that no man can shut, new and right connections in relationships and business. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Rapha, for all your people that's on the prayer list. You know them, each one by name, and I pray that you give an extra favor to Ronald Blake as he's in the hospital at this time. I thank you, Father God, for the conversations of peace worldwide. You deserve all the honor and glory, Father God, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries that we may continue to teach your people the truth, that they may continue to teach your people the truth of who you are in your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for all your people who seek it and find in you, Father God. May they have peace that surrounds all understanding. I thank you for marriages and families, which you are the originator of, Father God. Bless them to remain together as they serve you daily. I thank you, Father God, for all the mothers, you know, worldwide, and all the children, that you continue to give them wisdom and protect them, Lord. I thank you for the hedge of protection over my son Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills and all the men that's in prison. I thank you, Lord, for their early release. I thank you, Lord, for protecting the children as they come and go to and from school. And I thank you for protecting the school system. I thank you, Father God, for new business ideas. I thank you for building your kingdom, and we thank you for restoration, that cancellation, a fresh wind of peace and love in all of your households worldwide. And I thank you for wealth, Father God. I thank you for your angels that's covering all the devastated cities and countries. May they help to restore all needs of the people. I thank you for our first family, the Jordan family, and their legacies and the legacies that's represented on this line. I thank you, Lord, for the training Archbishop give us and Pastor Deborah Jordan. And I thank you for prophecology. May everyone travel to and from safely. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing us from glory to glory. And I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who was a yes to save all of us. I thank you, Father God, for the hidden treasure. I thank you for covering us in your blood. I thank you for promotions and entrepreneurship arising in this season and business. And I thank you for the season of housing favor and wealth. And I thank you for your presence always being right there with us, Father God. And I thank you for your holy anointing spirit. I thank you for your fire, Father God, to break every curse, every addiction, everything that's not you, Father God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. Now, Father God, I thank you for the elevation of your people worldwide. I thank you for the gifts and talents. I thank you for the clean heart, the servant heart, for redeeming all of us, Father God. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, is 1 Peter 5:7. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all, 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And Father God, I want to thank you for the people of God. I want to thank you as the prayers go up, the blessings come down, Father God, as the praises go up, Father God. I want to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to praise you even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for our right minds even now stayed on you, Father God. Father God, thank you for peace, Father God. Thank you for being our comforter, Father God. Thank you for joy and happiness even now, Father God. Father God, I want to just lift up those in positions of authority even now, Father God. Touch their mind and their hearts and their spirits even now, Father God. Leadership even now, Father God. Touch them even now, Father God. We lift them up to you, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to be humble, Father God. Father God, forgive me for my sins even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the refreshing, Father God. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the new day even now, Father God. Thank you for families even now, Father God. Father God, any ailments or sickness that may come, Father God, we rebuke it by the power of the name of Jesus even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for reconnections. I want to thank you for right relationships even now, Father God. Father God, allow the words that leave our lips, Father God, allow it to be a representation of you, Father God. Father God, allow us to show agape love even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for loving us, Father God. I love you, Lord. Father God, thank you for covering our families and our loved ones even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for unity even now. We thank you for peace, Father God. Thank you for peace of mind even now. We thank you for peace of spirit. We thank you for peace of heart even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for hearing our prayers, Father God. Father God, from young to old even now, Father God. Father God, move in such a way even as we embark on this conference coming up. Father God, move in such a way to touch each and every soul and spirit in the building, Father God, near and far, Father God. Father God, allow your anointing to touch all that are connected, Father God. Father God, show yourself mighty as you are, Father God. Father God, thank you, Father God. Father, thank you for being more than a conqueror, Father God. I want to thank you for allowing us to have this place and this space to go ahead and pray and lift your name up even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being the head of my life, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, touch our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, those that have restless nights, Father God, allow peace to sit and lay on them, Father God. Allow them to rest peacefully, Father God. Father God, those that have challenges with headache, Father God, touch their mind and alleviate whatever ailment is there, Father God. Father God, only you, Father. You're the healer, Father God. Go ahead and heal those that need your healing touch even now, Father God. Amen and amen.
Psalms 33, 1 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Father, I just thank you, even as your people that may be going into surgery tomorrow or later on this morning, Father, may the angels of healing be in that room. Father, may you guide the surgeon's hand. Father, may you give favor to the anesthesiologist. Father, may you continue to give the instructions to any of the nurses or whoever is in that room, Father God. We claim victory. We claim a good report for all surgeries that will be taking place this week. For, Father, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our lives. And, Father, we know that you are in control of all things. And even as we're in prayer, we know that you're looking upon us, Father. We know that you're hearing us, Father. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, you are surely on time. Won't you do it? Yes, you will, Father. And we thank you in advance for it. Father, we thank you for even as prophecology is right here, Lord, may you show up mighty like never before. Father, we thank you for the grace and the mercy and the strength that you give all of us as we move from one day to another, from one minute to another, from one hour to another. Father, we thank you for our hearts today, Father. We thank you for our beating hearts. We thank you for our seeing eyes. We thank you for being able to move our limbs. Father, we just thank you for just who you are in us. We thank you for your awesomeness, Lord, because you have created everything that we experience. But we're glad that you give us the creativity to experience and to create the things that you know is on our heart, Lord. So we thank you for the breakthrough and ability to do that, Lord. Father, we thank you for everyone that may have gotten a pink slip, because we know you're opening up a greater, grander door for them to even generate more money, to come into their own of entrepreneurship or home ownership, Lord. We thank you for your people taking control over their lives and not having to ask permission to be great, because you already told them they are great. It's in their DNA to be great. It's in their DNA to be successful. And, Father, we know that every time they turn a corner, you're there. Every time they turn another corner, your angels are already in place to guide them in the way that they should go. So, Lord, we thank you for our meditative hours. We thank you for our having the ability to be still, to hear your quiet voice, Lord, for we know that you are ordering our footsteps. And as long as we stay on your course, all things are still yea and amen. So, Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for it in a mighty way. We thank you for having the right words and wisdom to say to anyone that come across our path. We thank you for just giving that smile to someone, because you never know what somebody might be going through. But we thank you that you give us the ability to love and to nurture. Amen.
Amen. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the Lord, the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Father God, I just thank you for, and I pray for the local government and the White House. May you guide them with your instructions. Thank you, Father, for bringing obedience back to the children. Thank you, for Father God, that it's already done. And thank you for courage and strength. Thank you for having a mind of who you are, Father. I thank you for favor in court cases. I thank you for the testimonies of how great you are, Father God. And I thank you for delivering the young people from slavery and from human trafficking. Expose those people, Lord, and bring all the children home safely. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for our church families. We thank you for our communities. We thank you for our nation, Father God. We thank you for our world that you've created, Father God. Thank you for being the creator, Father God. Father God, allow us to show love like never before, Father God. Thank you for new relationships. We thank you for the opportunity to come before new people and create new things in our lives even now, Father God. Thank you for abundance even now, Father God. I want to thank you for the innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the grace that you bestow upon each and every one of us, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for the boldness for us to go out in the world and do what you've called us to do, Father God. I want to thank you even now for those that are in business or starting their business, Father God. Father God, allow favor to reign in each and every one of us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for blessing our hands, Father God. Father God, thank you for opening our eyes and our ears, Father God. Thank you for opening our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift you up, Father God. Father God, thank you for being who you are in our lives, Father God. Thank you for being able to lift you up even now, Father God, for the world to know. Thank you for giving us life, the breath in our lungs, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for giving us this new day, giving us the opportunity to continue to show forth our faith even now, Father God. Your word says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Father God, those things that we can't see, that we know you see already for us, Father God. Father God, I want to just thank you for the things that we can't see even now. Father God, thank you for the faith that we continue to keep, Father God. I want to thank you for your mercies even now, Father God. Thank you for your compassion and your love even now, Father God. Father God, teach me how to have the compassion necessary for my journey. Teach me the love that's necessary for my journey, that agape love even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for all these things and so much more. I want to thank you for life. I want to thank you for my family, Father God. And Father God, allow us to be able to pour out and empty out each and every day and refresh with you, Father God. Father God, thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, and I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God. I love you. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, you prophetess Olivia and prophetess Olympia for standing on this midnight cry, being here with me on tonight, and the people of God on the line, thank you immensely. And
amen.
Prophetess Olympia, you want to do the announcement, or Prophetess Olivia?
Olivia can do the announcement.
Okay.
Amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. at the same number, 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. And then we have the Pop Life Conference call at 12 noon. And we have 8 o'clock. We have our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the Master Prophet's eldest son, who teaches the people and does a phenomenal job. And then you can join us right back here tonight at 12 midnight for another Midnight Cry call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. And I know this call has been a blessing to you like it's been a blessing to me. So you can text to give a seed at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com. www.pastorjordan.com. And we have the Book of the Month Club, number 4, that you can make a pledge. And you can call 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434 to join the Book of the Month Club, number 4 pledge. And that will cover for your July Prophet Collar. Now, Master Prophet, you'll get a book every month because Master Prophet has written over 3,000 books. But we'll definitely get a book every month. And you can't get this book at Amazon or no other place. It has to be because you're a member of the Book of the Month Club. Amen. And then we have our Prophecology that's in effect. And February 23rd to the 26th, right in New York City at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Well, the registration is closed, but you can come in for a seat of $2,500 and you can have full access to the workshops. You cover your own hotel and food. You'll be able to have unlimited access to the presbytery rooms where you get the word of the Lord. Amen and amen. And if you are interested in finding out more about POEM, which is Prophetic Order of Mar Elijah, we have a secrets call. And the number is 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 and the pound. And we have those conference calls Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can begin your prophetic journey being under the being understudy under Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. And that's the announcement. Prophetess Bethany Jordan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophetess Olivia. Greatly appreciated. Amen. Okay, well, thank you again, Prophetess Olympia and Prophetess Olivia. And each and every one of you, I see there were 77 people on the line right now. So thank each and every one of you for being here and standing to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And you heard the announcement, so we will be back here. Or you can stay on the line. We're going to go into a rebroadcast momentarily. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Peace and blessings. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Peace and blessings.
Love you to life.
Amen.